all the parties have signed an initial agreement, which is called the River Salish Agreement on the Resolution of Conflict in South Sudan. All the parties initialed the agreement, and also all the parties have initialed the implementation matrix on the implementation of the agreement, with the exception of IO and SOA. They have not initialed the implementation matrix on Chapter 6, and this is because constitutional making process is one of the reservations that was expressed by IO and by SOA. As per now, we're speaking with you, we will be moving on Monday to Addis Ababa to be alongside the IGAD Council of Ministers meeting. And the IGAD Council of Ministers meeting is intended to adapt the outcomes of Khartoum negotiation, which is the initial revitalized agreement and the initial implementation matrix. Then on that particular day, the Council of Ministers will present their position on the initial documents, which is the agreement and the implementation matrix, to IGAD head of state to be adapted for final signing. So I would say Tuesday and Wednesday, people will be in Addis Ababa for the final signing of the revitalized agreement on the Republic of South Sudan.
Can you confirm that Monday the parties are traveling to Addis Ababa?
Yeah, Monday the parties are traveling to Addis Ababa. Tuesday, there will be Council of IGAD Ministers meeting in the morning, and then in the afternoon of the same day, the IGAD Head of State Summit will be having. And maybe what I'd like to tell citizens is that we are going to Addis Ababa to attend an extraordinary meeting of IGAD. We're going to attend ordinary meeting of IGAD, ordinary meeting in the Council of Ministers, and ordinary meeting of the Head of State Summit. So it's not extraordinary. So that means it's a powerful meeting that all IGAD countries will agree on the final version of the revitalized agreement on the resolution of conflict in South Sudan.
What are the issues that would be discussed?
Yeah, the pending issues, or what is called as reservations prior to the signing of the agreement in Addis, are as follows. Government have raised a reservation on the system of distribution of national ministries. The agreement is proposing that the national ministry should be distributed in rotational system. What does it mean? It means you'll put the ministries on the table, government pick one, then other opposing parties pick one, then again they come for second round. That's a system of what we call rotational distribution. Government objected that. They reserve on that. Government want them to go to a situation where they can name the ministries they want as a government, then they negotiate with opposition. That's a government reservation. Opposition have four reservations. One of the reservations of opposition is the methodology for resolving the state. So they want a IGAD Council of Ministers and a IGAD Summit to make a decision on the issue of the states as a final arbitration for the ruling on the number of the states. They also raised to IGAD to sort out the number of the quorum. For example, quorum in the Council of Ministers by then was 26. That is when the ministries were 30. So opposition was saying now the ministries have been increased to 35 and the parliament is increased to 550. They want the quorum to change because the quorum remained as the past quorum of the 2015 agreement. So that's what opposition have raised. And also opposition have raised a reservation on the constituting process. Government was saying they can table a text of the constitution. And opposition was saying they want the constitution to be citizen-driven. So they want constitutional conference prior to the start of the constitution. And also opposition have raised a concern on how Uganda and Sudan will get involved in providing peacekeeping in South Sudan, whether in regard to protection of civilians or training of our army as a national army. So these are the five reservations, or if you can call them also outstanding issues to be resolved by IGAD Council of Ministers and IGAD Head of State Summit.
Can you confirm that South Sudanese will witness history being met on September 12th?
What I know is that between September 12th to September 13th or September 12th to September 14th, without any compromise, South Sudanese conflicting parties are urged to sign an agreement. And as I'm speaking with you now, there's a preparation of bringing some music band from Juba to Addis Ababa on Tuesday so that they can come and perform in the ceremony of the signing. This is the best to my knowledge that I know, that indicators are coming out from IGAD that they want South Sudanese musicians, like the actual traditional dance and some other music, or bab maybe, this cultural music, they need to be transported from Juba to Addis Ababa to perform during the signing ceremony of the agreement. So I would say between 12 and 15, we will get an agreement signed. And remember, 15 is an international day of democracy. We hope that we can start a new page to pave our country from violence to peace.
And how does this make you feel as a civil society that has been engaged in advocating for peace in the country?
One, it makes me feel that at least the parties have taken responsibility to make peace and stability prevail in South Sudan. But we may not celebrate that if they don't avail political will and good faith politics to deliver the provisions of the agreement that they commit themselves. Because we have seen the scenario where agreements are signed today and they're violated tomorrow since 2015 until now when Katumba's declaration was signed against him, they violated. So the concern now we have is how much is our leaders prepared to compromise to ensure that their field commanders on the ground are not violating the agreement? Because we are tired with this culture of where agreements are signed and they are not honored. They're dishonored immediately. So that is a reservation also we have as a citizen, as a civil activist, that we're going to celebrate the signing, but the question is that will our leaders of the warring parties, specifically the principal, will they commit themselves to ensure that this peace is delivered to the citizens of South Sudan without their personal political differences taking us back to violence? That is what we have. And we are appealing that let this time, let them take responsibility and so that the country is peaceful and stable, because we become a laughing stock for the whole region. Can they stop us being laughing stock by making peace and stability prevail?